Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Tainis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. We've discussed this earlier, but let's chazer over quickly. Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech divided all of the Kehanim into 24 Mishmarais Kehuna. This was to avoid any type of dispute or machloikis amongst the Kehanim. Every week, a different Mishmar came up to Yerushalayim to do the Avodah, and they served there the entire week. On Shabbos, the Mishmaris changed. One Mishmar left, and the other one came in. And the rotation would continue until they finished all the 24 shifts. You remember where we learned this? It was in Masechta Sukkah, Perik Ches, Mishnah Zayin and Ches. Now each Mishmar, literally Mishmar means the watch, it was like their turn. Did you ever hear someone say, oh, this didn't happen on my watch, when I was like in charge? Each Mishmar, which served for a week, was subdivided into 7 batei avos. Each beis av worked on a specific day. Some shitas hold on Shabbos all of the batei avos worked. But for sure, throughout the first 6 days of the week, there was only one beis av that served. The other mishmer had to be there, they were on standby, in case they were needed. When it comes to fasting, Chazal were mekel for the beis av. They have to do the avodah, they need their kaychais. For that matter, they were also lenient in regard to the tainus for the rest of the Mishmer that was on standby, that was there for the week. But they weren't as lenient for the Mishmer, who technically wasn't officially serving on that day, as they were for the actual Beis Av that we knew for sure are going to be doing the Avoida on that particular day. Let's see our Mishnah. Shalosh Tainias HaRashinus, during the first 3 Tanesim, that means the first 3 Tanesim that the Tzibur has to fast, that we learned about in Mishnah Hay. And that's when Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes, and it didn't rain yet. Remember we said, Gazru Bezen Tainas Al Tzibur, Sheini, Chemishi V'Sheini, Monday, Thursday, and Monday? Well, Anshei Mishmer, the Kehanim in that Mishmer, that served that week, but they're not from the Beis Av that served that day, Mis'anim V'Loi Mashlim. They don't have to finish off the Tainas all the way up until the evening, but they could eat even before night, because maybe they're going to have to help. The Anshei Mishmer could be called in at any moment to help the Beis Av if they needed extra help, and therefore they have to be ready, they have to have the kayach. They can't be weak then. However, the Anshei Beis Av, the people that are actually serving on that day, those kehanim, on the day of the Tainus, whether it's Monday or Thursday or the next Monday, Loyei Misana Klal, they didn't fast at all. So that's a big kula. But the first set of Tanaisim weren't so strict in general. Vayter Zakta Mishnah Shalosh, the 3 sets of Tanesim that follow afterwards, Shalosh Shniyah, is the second set of 3 that we learned about in Mishnah Vav. That's after the first 3 Tanesim passed, and it still didn't rain yet. So Bezen was Geyser, more Tanesim on the Tzibur, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And here, Bezen added on that there were more things they had to be careful about, they had to stay away from. And also they said the Tanes starts on the night before. So Anshei Mishmer, in regard to the Anshei Mishmer that aren't officially serving on that day, there's only a possibility they could be called in. Misanenu Mashlim, during these Tanesim, they fast up until the evening, like the rest of the Tzibur. There's no kula for them at all. The Anshei Beis Av, the people who are doing the Avodah on that day, Misanen, they do have to fast, unlike during the first 3 Tanesim, where they don't fast at all. Over here we say they do have to fast. It's just Avolei Mashlim. They don't have to be Mashlim the Tainus. They don't have to finish off up until the evening. Vayter Zok the Mishnah Sheva Achroinos, the 7 last series of Tanesim that we learned about in Mishnah Vav. We said when the middle Tanesim passed and it still didn't rain, then there were Geyser, a Tainus on the Tzibur, which would be a series of 7. Monday, Thursday, Monday, and then Thursday, Monday, Thursday, ending again with Monday. And these were the most strict, like we learned about in the previous Mishnais. And therefore, in regard to the Kehanim, we're the most strict with them as well. Elu, during these series of 7 Tanesim, Anshei Mishmer, the people of the Mishmer, V'elu, and the people of the Beis Av, those that are there for the week, as well as those that we know are going to do the Avoda on a specific day, even these days, Mis'anin u'mashlimin, they have to fast up until the evening. Divid of Yeshua, as they halted of Yeshua, who is Machmir. The Chachamim say, Now the Chacham Bechlal have a much more lenient opinion over here. Shalish Tani Yisrael Shainas during the first three Tanesim, Elu Ve'elu, both the people of the Mishmer as well as the Kehanim of the base of Lo'yayim Misana Klal, they didn't fast at all. If you weren't so machmer for the people during these first three Tanesim, were Bechlal not machmer at all for the Kehanim? So unlike the previous Tana, unlike Rabbi Yehoshua, who said during the first three that it's just the Anshei Mishmer who don't fast at all, but the people from the Beis Av, the Kehanim of the Beis Av, they do have to fast. It's just that they don't have to finish the Tainus. The Chachamim say, during this first set of Tanesim, neither the Mishmer or the Beis Av fast at all. Shalosh Shniyos, during the second set of Tanesim. So here the Chachamim say, Anshei Mishmer, the Kehanim of that shift for that week, Mis'anim v'loy mashlimin, they fast, but they're not mashlim the Tainus. However, the Anshei Beis Av, the people from the family of Kehanim that are doing the Avodah on that day, loy hayim misana klav, they b'chlal don't fast. So unlike Rabbi Yeshua, who said the Anshei Mishmer, Mis'anim mashlimin, and the Anshei Beis Av, Mis'anim v'loy mashlimin, the Chachamim hold that the Anshei Mishmer fast and they're not mashlim, but the Anshei Beis Av don't fast at all. During the last series of seven Tanesim, which are the most strict, according to the Chachamim, Anshei Mishmer Misanenu Mashlimin, they fast and they're mashlim the Tainus. But unlike Rabbi Yeshua, they hold that the Anshei Beis Av, the people who we know are going to do the Avodah on that day, even during these last series of seven Tanesim, which is so strict, the din is Misanenu Mashlimin. They fast, but they're not mashlim the Tainus, because they have to have the kayach to be able to stand up and do the Avodah. And the halacha is like the Chachamim. And really, what is the point of fasting if you're not mashlim the Tainus? So it's explained to be mishtatef with the tzaras hatzibur. Everyone is fasting. I have to feel their pain. I have to join them a little bit. But they don't say anenu in their tefillah because they're not finishing the Tainus. So quickly, chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. During the first series of three Tanesim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Anshei Mishmer fast, but they're not mashlim. The Anshei Beis Av don't fast at all. According to the Chachamim, both the Mishmer as well as the Anshei Beis Av don't fast at all. During the second series of Tanesim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Anshei Mishmer fast, and they have to finish the Tainus. The Anshei Beis Av have to fast, but they're not mashlim the Tainus. According to the Chachamim, the Anshei Mishmer fast, and they're not mashlim the Tainus, and the Anshei Beis Av don't fast at all. During the series of the last seven Tanesim, we're the most strict on everybody. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, both the Anshei Mishmer as well as the Anshei Beis Av had to fast and they would have to complete their Tainus. But according to the Chachamim, even during these last seven strict Tanesim, the Anshei Beis Av were not mashlim the Tainus.